Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this latest edition of the Redskin Postgame Report. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn, taking you for the next 30 minutes as we discuss your Washington Redskins, who are now 2-0. As always, the call number is 347-215-6180. You can follow me at twitter.com/WilliamGerald or hit me up at facebook.com/CyrilQuinn. 2-0 for the Washington Redskins, who were 3-1 in preseason and who now look like a team that is starting to come together. This is a game that was not pretty by any stretch of imagination if you're a Redskins fan. It was a game that we've seen the Redskins lose many of times in the past. And, you know, last year, when you think about where they were at this time last year, playing the Houston Texans, trying to start off 2-0, coming off similar to this year, a big divisional win versus Dallas. They find a way to lose the Houston game in a shootout in overtime at home. Not the case this time. Again, Redskins win 22-21. The thing that jumped out to me about this game, two things. Number one is the depth of the Washington Redskins. They are a much deeper team than they have been in the past. Making the big play to force the fumble at the end of the game. You know, they don't have that. Byron Westbrook forcing a fumble and, you know, having it recovered by Reed Dowdy at the end of the game to seal the victory. He wasn't supposed to play. I mean, he was supposed to play in dime situations where you have six defensive backs on the field. The Redskins defensive backfield gets banged up with Kevin Barnes, Josh Wilson leaving the game. And here's a guy who probably wasn't hardly even expected to play a lot of snaps, making the big play to seal the game. That is the difference between the Washington Redskins of 2011 versus the Washington Redskins of 2010. That's all it is to it. And that is the kind of depth that can carry you in the season, as you know, as these games as the season goes along. Guys get injured, guys get nicked up. And that's, you know, that's something that the Redskins did not have. And to me, it seems to be, you know, you're hearing all the talk out of the locker room saying, you know, we're together, guys are believing. That was, again, we didn't hear this kind of talk in the past years from the Washington Redskins. We just did not hear it at all. So if you're a Redskins fan, you have to be happy. Anytime you can win a game in the NFL, when you don't play well, there's a lot to be said about that. Now, is Arizona an inferior opponent? Yes. Are they a horrible team? No. They have weapons. Kevin Cobb, you know, Larry Fitzgerald, who had a big game, Beanie Wells, they have some weapons on that team. Defensively, you know, they're bad. That's all there is to it. The Redskins certainly will attest to it, left a lot of points on the board. But with that being said, the Redskins, again, able to find a way to win, made big plays when they, you know, defensively they had some issues, you know, against when Arizona spread them out. Offensively, they had some issues when Arizona would blitz them. But, again, when big plays had to be made by both the offense and defense, whether it's the 4th-and-3 play for Santana Moss, touchdown play to pull the Redskins within two, and then they would fail on the 2-point conversion, or whether it is the London Fletcher interception that stopped Arizona from scoring points, they made big plays. So, you know, you can point to both sides of the ball and say, hey, they could have did this better, they could have did that better. Yeah, but again, it's all about this. This is a league where it's all about making plays, and so far, through two games of the season, the Redskins have made more big plays than their opposition. They made more big plays than the Giants, and they made more big plays than the Cardinals. 347-215-6180 is your call number. Just getting started here on this latest edition of the Redskin Postgame Report. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn, taking you until 5:30. We will have, when we return, we'll have the Redskins scoring drives, and we will also have the turning point of the game. We will be right back.
In your garden, watch your back. Well, I beg you, pardon. Watch the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, save your soul. Gotta keep the devil down in the hole. He's got fire and the fury at his command. But he don't got to worry.
Welcome back to this latest edition of the Redskins Postgame Report. Redskins take out the Cardinals 22-21 on a Graham Gano 34-yard Graham Gano field goal. Here are the Redskins scoring drives. Redskins after getting off to a hot start offensively, they had two drives that were long drives, went over 70 yards, but resulted in interceptions. So didn't score until their third possession. Following a Arizona touchdown, Redskins get the ball, go 14 plays, 78 yards, and get a 26-yard Graham Gano field goal. On that drive, Hightower and Helu had some good runs. A Trent Williams penalty kind of stalled the drive late in the drive as the Redskins, again, got the Graham Gano field goal of 26 yards to get on the board to cut the Cardinal lead to 7-3. Then the Redskins get the ball. Their next scoring drive, they go five plays, 79 yards, a 1 yard touchdown passing catch from Rex Grossman to Fred Davis, who had a big game as well, to put the Redskins up 10-7. Again, Tim Hightower had some good runs on this drive. The Redskins would go up 10-7. That would be the last of the Redskins scoring drives in the first half. Redskins had an opportunity to put some more points on the board late in the first half, but had a field goal blocked by Calais Campbell to end the first half. Second half, following a B.D. Wells touchdown, Arizona goes up 14-10. The Redskins get the ball, go seven plays. I mean, finally, the Arizona punt. At this point, it's 14-10. Arizona punts the ball. Redskins get the ball, get good field position, but still were not able to punch it in the end zone. They go seven plays, 39 yards. Roy Helu has some good runs on the drive. Graham Gano kicks a 23-yard field goal. The Redskins cut the lead to 14-13. Arizona would go and get a 73-yard touchdown pass from Kevin Cobb to Larry Fitzgerald. I don't know how Fitzgerald got by D'Angelo Hall by about 6 or 7 yards, but he did. Arizona goes up 21-13. Following that drive, Redskins would get the ball back, go 13 plays, 73 yards, culminating in a 18-yard touchdown pass from Rex Grossman to Santana Moss on a 4th and 3 play, 21-19. The Redskins would fail the Redskins would fail on the two point conversion, and then the Redskins, their final scoring drive, they get the ball. They get the ball, go down the field on their last drive, and they get the ball, go down the field. We're very aggressive on the drive. Third and fourth pass play was batted down. I had no problem with them going. I had no problem with them throwing the ball on third and four, but they had to settle for a Graham Gano 34-yard field goal to go up 22-21. That would be the final scoring of the afternoon, as Arizona was not able to do anything after that. So, you know, listen, the Redskins had – they left a lot of points on the board. Let's be honest with you. The Redskins should have probably scored about 35, should have easily scored 30 points in this game. But they moved the ball. They had some sustained drives. They, for the most part, controlled the clock and were able to, you know, seemingly – other than the third quarter. Third quarter, Redskins only had 56 yards of total offense. But other than the third quarter, the Redskins moved the ball at will. They just had trouble – finishing drives with, you know, turnovers with a couple of interceptions by Grossman. One of them was not his fault on the Anthony Armstrong one. And they had, of course, you had to block field goal at the end of the half. But for the most part, the Redskins did a good job offensively of executing and moving the ball. The Redskins all day only had three penalties for the game. So the Redskins, again, 22-21, those were the scoring drives that the Redskins had. When we return, we will have the turning point. We will have the turning point of the game, and also the Redskins statistical leaders. We'll be right back on this latest edition of the Redskin Postgame Report. On a Graham Gano 34-yard field goal. Redskins start the season 2-0 for the first time since 2007 when you had one Joe Gibbs last season, the last season, by the way, that they made the playoffs at end. So, you know, you start out 2-0, you have a pretty good chance of making the playoffs. Now, listen, I'm not saying the Redskins are going to make the playoffs. Still a lot of games to be played, a long way to go in the over the course of the season. But 2-0 really is, you know, it's not that easy to start out 2-0 in the NFL. Even some of the best teams in the league are 1-1 right now. Look at Pittsburgh and look at Baltimore. So it certainly doesn't hurt to get off to a good start, especially with one divisional win under your belt. And especially, this is what made this game a key game for the Redskins, having your first two games over the season at home, because you're going to have to make those games up over the course of the rest. You're going to have to make those road games up over the course of the rest of the regular season. So Redskins start off 2-0. We'll see what happens next week as they travel to Big D to play those Cowboys. Turning point of the game came to me in the fourth quarter. With Santana Moss touchdown catch from Rex Grossman. At this point, all the momentum was on Arizona's side. Arizona was up 21 13, they had a huge play from Larry Fitzgerald, touchdown catch, which seemingly took all the air out of the building on that 73-yard touchdown catch where he beat D'Angelo Hall like a drum on that play. So the Redskins get the ball back, 4th and 3. Now, I had no problem with them going for it at this point. The way Arizona's offense was moving the ball, who knows? You know, you could not afford a field goal would not have been enough. Plus, a field goal, and they kick a field goal, they push you behind, you know, by 8 points. So I had no problem with them going for it. Perfect pass in the corner by Grossman, right on the money. So 18 yards on a 4th and 3. Again, if the Redskins don't convert that, all that Arizona has to do is go down and kick a field goal, 24-13. They would have really been in a tough spot. And forget about it, a touchdown by Arizona following the Redskins not converting that fourth down would have put the game away. So that was a huge play in the game when all the momentum was with the Cardinals at that point. From there on, the Redskins, you know, they scored a touchdown, they kicked the field goal, forced a fumble. So from then on, the Redskins took control back of this game with that conversion. So that was a big play, and to me, that was the turning point of this particular game. When we return, we will have the Redskins stat leaders, statistical leaders, a couple of guys who, you know, have played well throughout the first two seasons, first two quarters, led the Redskins again. We'll talk about that and much, much more on this latest edition of the Redskins Post Game. As always, 347-215-6180 is your call number. Welcome back to this latest edition of the Redskins Postgame Report. Redskins 22, Arizona 21. Redskins off season 2-0. Arizona falls to 1-1 on the season. Redskins statistical leaders, Rex Grossman, 25-43, 291 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. One of those interceptions was not his fault. The first one was just an awful throw down the red zone, a throw that you can't make. I thought Grossman, you know, for the most part, played pretty well. You know, he was not throwing the ball well early on. He was getting, you know, he got blitzed a lot over the course of the game. They really came after him. And I thought for the most part he maintained his poise, made some throws that he had, you know, made some good throws. Also made some, you know, throws that had you shaking your head. Again, the interception was awful, the first one. He, you know, Fred Davis should have had a touchdown on a 40-yard pass play that drive ended up leading to no points that he should have got rid of earlier. But again, you know, a quarterback has two jobs. That is to win the game, get his team in the end zone. Grossman led the Redskins on that game-winning drive to set up Graham Gano for the field goal. That's all you can ask for out of your quarterback late in the game. So he made the necessary plays to help the Redskins win the game. It did not make the critical game changing mistake. Even though that interception was a bad one, that was not a game that was not a that was not an interception that changed the course of the game, that that kept the Redskins from winning the game or would keep the Redskins from winning the game. So I thought he played pretty well for the most part. Tim Hightower, 20 carries, 96 yards. Should have got more carries. I don't know why in the third quarter the Redskins went away from Hightower. He had 15 carries in the first half, only 5 in the second half. Now, post-game press conference, Shanahan said that he was getting tired, so they got Roy Helu some more carries in the second half. Okay, really only second game of the season. So, I still think Hightower should have got more carries. Roy Helu had a big game. Had 10 carries, 74 yards. Also had a 33-yard catch as well. So he also played well. Redskins overall had a big day on the ground. 172 yards rushing in this game. So they continue. They had 172 yards rushing in this game to boot. Fred Davis, another big game for him. 6 catches, 86 yards. 1 touchdown, had a 40-yard catch. Of course, had that 1-yard touchdown catch to give the Redskins the lead. Listen, I like Chris Cooley. I think Cooley's been an excellent Redskin over the course of his career. But it is, you know, the torch. It's time to pass the torch. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, Redskins had 172 yards rushing. By the way, this is Fred Davis's, you know, position. This is Fred Davis's job. As a starting tight end, he did absolutely right now. There's no comparing Fred Davis and Chris Cooley right as of right now. That's all there is to it. And Fred Davis, he has to be, to me, targeted outside Santana Moss. Fred Davis should be the most targeted Washington Redskins receiver. He's that good. He is a walking mismatch. I mean, there's nobody on opposing teams that can cover Fred Davis with that kind of speed and with that kind of size. I look for a big time year out of Fred Davis. So far, he's been tremendous. Having, you know, the 100-yard game last week and having the 86 yards, 1 touchdown today. Also, Santana Moss again had a touchdown catch. Had a touchdown catch on that big fourth down conversion to bring the Redskins within 2 before they had the failed 2-point conversion. Redskins overall had 455 yards of total offense, 27 first downs, 172 yards rushing, were decent on third down, 6-17. So offensively, the Redskins had no problem with moving the football. None. I mean, they moved the football at will. They just had trouble with finishing drives. Again, left at least 10 points on the board. That's something that they're going to have to improve on over the course of the season, and basically starting next week. They're going to have to put some points on the board in order to beat the Dallas Cowboys, who we all know can throw the ball and can score some points in their own right. 347-215-6180 is your call number. This is the Redskins postgame report. When we return, we'll have final thoughts. Also, we'll have the scoreboard, give you some NFL scores. The Patriots have just scored. Patriots just gone 99 yards in 10 plays. Brady is going to have one of those years. It looks like, I mean, if you have Brady on your fantasy team, wow, he's going to have one of these crazy years. Patriots up 17-7 in the second quarter. So we'll have some more scores when we return on this latest edition of the Redskins postgame report. 45 minutes after the 5 o'clock hour on this latest edition of the Redskins postgame report. Some late scores. Game of the day so far, Buffalo takes out Oakland 38-35 on a late touchdown, on a late touchdown pass. Four lead changes in the fourth quarter. It was just a wild game between these two up-and-coming teams. Detroit destroys Kansas City 48-3. Jamal Charles left this game with an injury. Cleveland over Indianapolis 27-19 in Indianapolis, by the way. Tampa Bay rallies against Minnesota 24-20. Bad loss for Minnesota. They had a 17-0 lead, but found a way to lose as Tampa Bay evens its record at 1-1. Minnesota falls to 0-2. Tennessee shocks Baltimore 26-13. Didn't see this one coming down in Tennessee. Green Bay over Carolina 30-23. Again, the story in this game, Cam Newton. He had three interceptions, but he also had 432 yards passing. I mean, say what you want. This guy looks to be the absolute truth so far through 2 weeks. Green Bay rallies from a 13-0 deficit. New Orleans all over Chicago, 30-13. Big game out of Drew Brees. Jets all over Jacksonville, 32-3. So those are your late scores. And, of course, a couple games going on right now with New England leading San Diego. You also had San Francisco on top of Dallas, 14-0. Denver is leading Cincinnati right now 7-3 and driving as we speak. So there's some of your late scores. Of course, tonight, you know, prime time, Philadelphia travels to Atlanta, Michael Vick going back to Atlanta for the second time. And also tomorrow you'll have St. Louis traveling to New York, to New Jersey to play the New York Giants to try to even up their both teams looking for their first win on the season. Overall, you had to be, I mean, looking ahead to next week with the Redskins, again, it's going to be all the hype with the Dallas Cowboys, one of the craziest weeks in the D.C. area, Dallas week. But think about the big picture as far as the position that the Redskins have, the position that the Redskins and the chance that the Redskins can put themselves in next week, or the position they can put themselves in next week to win. They can go, they could be 3-0, okay? They could be 3-0, 2-0 in the division. Think about that for a second. A major opportunity. And certainly, again, Dallas, you know, Dallas right now is shaky with their secondary. Redskins should be able to make some plays against that Dallas secondary with all the injuries they had. Now, maybe some of those guys like Skanderick and Newman come back. But right now, Dallas' secondary is brutal. That those games, as we all know, are always close. And close, very close games. Dallas Redskins games toss the records out. Dallas, you know, could be 0-2 going into that game. Who knows what happens with this San Francisco game. They're down 14-0 now. But a big-time opportunity for the Redskins to start off 3-0, 2-0 in the division. And, you know, right now, outside, you know, Philadelphia is the team to beat in the NFC East. There's no question about it. There's no question about that. But outside of Philadelphia, the NFC East is wide open. I mean, the Giants, you know, the Giants, Cowboys, I don't know about those teams right now, to be honest with you, with the injuries and with some of the deficiencies that they both have. Who knows? I mean, maybe the Redskins can come in and be that second team possibly within that in that division behind Philadelphia, because they're not as good as Philadelphia. I mean, nobody in that division is as good as Philadelphia. Let's not kid ourselves, even with the 2-0 start for the Redskins. But a enormous opportunity for the Washington Redskins if they can go into Dallas and get a victory, as Dallas has just scored. While I just say that, Dallas has just scored to cut San Francisco's lead and have 14-7. So, you know, it'll be a tough game next weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Again, next week we will be back right after the game is over. Matter of fact, that game is a Monday night. I believe that game is a Monday night game, to be honest with you. So that will be a Monday night game. So we will we'll do a show late night. We'll do a Monday night show. Why not? It's Dallas. It'll be late as I don't know what, but we'll do a show anyway to this for the Redskins post game show. It's been real. I will see you next week on the Saturday morning wake up call. Enjoy the rest of the games. Enjoy your evening. So long.